Understanding the Feminine Way, Episode 32. Welcome to the Awaken You podcast, where we break down relationship barriers by awakening your true you. I'm Coach Christine, and the two of us will be doing this work together because this process isn't about changing your partner. It's about discovering who you are so you can awaken you in your marriage. Well, welcome back to the podcast and the second discussion of one of the chapters in David Deda's Intimate Communion. If you missed last week's episode, you must go back and take a listen because in that episode, I talked about chapter 8, the masculine way. And if you are the more masculine in your relationship, it will give you insight and understanding of yourself that you might not have had previously. And if you're the more feminine energy in the relationship, it will most definitely give you a better understanding of your partner and how they show up in your relationship. Both chapters, David Deda does an amazing job of integrating both energies into the discussion. So if you only listen to one of these episodes, you will certainly have a lot to take away, but you will also find yourself missing out on a whole piece that will help you create a better understanding of how each of you are showing up in your relationship. As we explore the feminine way, I am also going to share some aspects of the masculine way, just as Deda does, to help you grasp the difference between the two. This contrast will help you also see how you might be overusing the opposite energy to your disadvantage. And by the way, if you are of the more feminine way, this chapter beautifully describes who you are and possibly not who you are showing up as, but who you are at your core, at your essence. I'm going to start with sharing what the feminine way looks like and then how the feminine and masculine way differ. And then I'm going to get into the three stages of the feminine way, which sort of parallels the three stages of the masculine way. And those three stages of the feminine way, these stages are the core of transformation I bring my clients through in Awaken You. So first, let's look at what the feminine way is. Let's take a closer look at it and a look that is more descriptive of who the feminine is at their core, at their essence. Deda says, the feminine is the force of life itself, and you can experience it in many ways. How does that sentence make you feel? This sentence in of itself completely opened my heart up, wide open. In the book, he goes on to describe a few different ways the feminine force might manifest itself. And here are a few examples that come to mind for me and might be examples of me in my life when I am fully embracing my feminine energy. Think about going out for a run. You're enjoying the run. Maybe it's even a bit of a chore. Maybe you're not actually enjoying it. And then the sun disappears and you're like, grumble, grumble. And then the rain fills the sky. And all of a sudden, you smile, you raise your hands in celebration, and you run faster than you were before while jumping like a child in the puddles that are forming along the way. Or maybe this. Can you See this, you're chopping vegetables for dinner and a song comes on that makes your hips start to sway, your hands go in the air, and the vocals bellow out from deep within your lungs. Or how about this one? You're focusing on writing that next little piece for your social media when all of a sudden your puppy comes prancing along the way just begging for you to play. So you get down on the floor and you pretend you too are a little one full of bursting energy and love. Yes, some of those have been played out in my past week. At the core of the feminine is radiance, and the only way to magnify the inherent radiance of the feminine is love. When your heart radiates love, you are radiant. This, my friends, is the final step and goal of my Awaken You coaching program, for the feminine to reach radiance from within instead of from outside of herself. The masculine looks to the feminine for completion, says Dita. And so the more the feminine shines, the more they will fulfill their masculine partner's desire for completion without doing much else. This is the promise of Awaken You. The feminine is what we seek, the force of attraction and enchantment, like the sunrise or the sunset, a flower or a newborn. The feminine attracts and enchants us, opening our hearts to beauty and love. Dita explains that this is what we seek. Think about it. When we go on a vacation, we seek that extraordinary natural beauty of the world, so we can rest and bask in that enchantment. The feminine desires to be noticed. It's the natural sign of a more feminine sexual essence. Now, I hope that this will bring you the liberation that it brought me. Because though I do realize much of my past desire to seek approval from the opposite sex through my appearance was early conditioning. It was what I thought I needed to do to feel worthy, to feel, to think that I could actually attract somebody from the opposite sex. But this idea that Dita presents allowed me to really love the adventure of wanting to be attractive for myself first, but also for my husband. And then Dita talks about how our masculine-dominated culture sees a desire to be attractive as self-centered or petty. But that sensitivity to attractiveness is actually a natural recognition of the power, the depth, and the beauty of one of the qualities of the feminine force. Dita also notes that there is also a feminine radiance in men, which will have them grow from that, you know, that picture of the macho slob to this clean and attractive gentleman. But then, on the other hand, if he cherishes his attractiveness more than that of his chosen woman, he is not in intimate communion. He is in that 50-50 directionality. And go back to last week's episode where I talk about those different states where there is the dependent state of directionality for the male, there's the 50-50, and then the final stage that many never arrive to is that intimate communion. The feminine lives in the world of sensation, the world of the body, the world of unseen connection to the flow of elements and natural forces. This can be true for either the one with more of the masculine or feminine, any person, man or woman, who is thus connected to the world around him or her has a highly developed feminine, whereas extreme masculine energy is focused on what is straight ahead of them, never pausing to see the beauty along one side or another without distraction, unaware of his body or the relations going on around them. Feminine is a loving sensuality that is alive in the body and quite a delight to gaze upon. Yet many of us are pulled away from fully embracing our feminine, full-bodied flow for a preference to our masculine relationship to the world. This totally resonates with me, that goal orientation, staying sharp, serious in it all. And I remember in my 20s feeling very uncomfortable with that, but just taking it with me, like, this is how I have to be. I have to be serious all the time. I'm just going to step aside a little bit as we learn the difference between the masculine and the feminine energies. We can learn how to fully embrace our feminine while also fully embracing our masculine and using each to our advantage in a way that feels amazing. I am going to share that I have been utilizing this and I can completely feel when I'm slipping too much into that masculine because things feel hard, things feel difficult, like I'm trying to force it to happen. But then when I ease into my feminine, I can get so much more done and it feels amazing. All right, let's move on. Relationship, he says, is the top priority to the feminine. When it is going well, she feels happy and radiant. It is central to her emotional being. The tone of her intimate relationship permeates out into her day. And we all know what this is like in the beginning stages of our relationship where we are out there radiant. Everybody will comment on how radiant we are, right? Because we're in love, we're feeling love. This is the opposite for the masculine. When he leaves the house, his relationship is behind him. A disagreement in the morning does not affect his ability to carry on with what is ahead of him. That was very eye-opening for me, and it helped me to even better understand my husband and help me to really do the same thing. Like, I can completely let go what just happened and I can fully love my husband. Now, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't want to revisit whatever happened. I get to decide that, but I don't need to hold on to it for the rest of my day and have it interfere with all of the things that I'm doing that day. Dita talks about how the feminine will stay too long in a relationship, opening and closing, depending upon how things are going. When her partner is being nice and attentive, she starts to open up like a flower, while the opposite has her closing down, withdrawing, avoiding, but not leaving. And this is some of the toxic cycles women stay in when they're in a relationship that is just not doing them very well. They're waiting for things to turn around so they can open up. But until then, they just stay closed down, thinking about that better time and how it's going to be. And then we have on the opposite hand, the masculine who leaves too soon. If his life is going well, he is moving deeper, but he will pull away when things appear to not be going well. And I can totally resonate with this as well, because I've seen that in my husband, where he just wants to say, forget it, I'm out of here. Now, that doesn't usually happen. I think it has happened once or twice, but then we hash it out and we come back together, right? Knowing the way of both the masculine and feminine sexual essences helps us to understand how to make your relationship more magnetic as well as depolarizing. With the masculine essence being about direction, the feminine essence can support their direction, which will cause sexual polarization, or the feminine can mistrust the direction of the masculine, which will be a source of devastating depolarization and tension. Similarly, putting a damper on a woman's radiance will depolarize her sexual essence while letting her shine and encouraging her uniqueness will bring a magnetic polarization to the relationship. So discovering ways to be gentle and kind around inspiring the masculine towards a different direction or sharing with the feminine how you love when she's radiant will allow your opinion to come through without numbing each other's sexual essence. And in the book, Dita really helps explain how to do this. In the book, he talks about how telling a man he's going the wrong direction will shut them down. And then he helps you see how to say it in a way that is kind and inspiring. And the same thing with the feminine energy. When you see something about the feminine that is not her radiant self, he explains how to talk about it in a way that doesn't close her down, doesn't shut her down. The feminine way is to hear mood and tone through the words the masculine speaks. Sound familiar? I'm sure it does. While the masculine tells the feminine what to do when the feminine speaks how she feels. And this goes back to that directionality that we talked about in the last episode. The man just wants to fix the feminine. He's looking for the problem and wanting to solve it. The feminine is hearing mood and tone through the words that the masculine speaks. The feminine flows through her day while the masculine focuses on one thing at a time, and our culture really puts a higher value on that masculine go than the feminine flow. And I love Dita's analogy of how our culture pays to navigate the boat while diminishing the value of the flow of the ocean upon which the boat rides. Like the flow of the ocean, Dita says the feminine is often taken for granted. And from this, I can truly see why so many women diminish their true feminine power while mistakenly taking on that masculine power in order to prove herself and in order to prove her value in the world. Dita talks about how the feminine can get in her own way by allowing emotion to get in the way of clear thinking and effective action, but that equally, or perhaps more often, the masculine allows clear thinking to get in the way of love. We know that without love, our lives are empty. That's why my clients come to me. They are seeking love in their relationship. The feminine is a force of creation and destruction. This statement helped me to embrace the strongly wild and destructive aspect Dita shares of my feminine nature and helps me to clearly see how the masculine throughout my life has tried to stifle that inner fury and how when channeled correctly, it can be so beautiful. I can clearly see how when cultivated, that strength can be channeled into good, keeping the relationship charging forward instead of watering it down into something less exciting. Right along with that, our culture tends to be unappreciative of the always timely connection the feminine has with nature and their intuitive intelligence of the mind and body. With the masculine mind attempting to prove the world with science and facts that quickly become outdated and needing to be constantly revised. The masculine wanting to pin the feminine down and keep her contained rather than allowing her to flow as she will. When we, the feminine essence, sell out our femininity for the masculine way, we disempower our core strength. When we, the feminine essence, sell out our femininity for the masculine way we so often do, we disempower our core strength. And similarly, attracting the masculine whose sexual essence has likewise been disempowered. Dita shares that the first step to evoking more masculine energy from your current partner is to cultivate your ability to trust your feminine core. As you learn how to relax into your feminine essence, inherent attractiveness, radiance, wildness, spontaneity, and intuitive connection with life, you will empower your core and you will shine. Then you will automatically evoke in your man a strong masculine sexual essence. Again, another affirmation for my Awaken You program, because this is the essence of the program. When I created it, and as I continue to create new actions that are in the program, what is in front of my mind is revitalizing essence. This is the underlying goal of everything we do in the program. I would love to just read every delicious word in the book to you, but my job here was to try and narrow down the gold mine and to get you excited to discover something new for you in your life and in your relationship. In that discovery, finding the spark to start the joy of letting go of the masculine you have understandably turned to in the past in order to move ahead and to begin to awaken the feminine within. All right. Now, let's look at the three stages of the feminine way. Remember that the masculine is constantly hoping that their mission will satisfy them, while the feminine is constantly hoping that her intimate relationship will satisfy her. Her deepest desire in life is to feel loved. So throughout the three stages of the feminine way, she lives her life in an effort to be fulfilled in love. The first stage, love. Okay, so in this first stage, the one with the feminine essence will often give up her own needs and desires in an effort to get love from her man. I hear this so often. I was this. This is often the beginning of all of her relationship. And this goes hand in hand with the masculine first stage of directionality in that dependent relationship. Then the second stage, love, is as time goes along in her relationship, the feminine discovers that stage one does not satisfy her. At this point, she often goes through a crisis and chooses to be strong, establishing her independence financially and emotionally. She begins to focus on herself, her creative talents, and her gifts while cultivating her masculine energy to double down and create her independence, often in the shape of her career. She begins to learn how to give herself love, to love herself instead of always seeking love and approval outside of herself, again, by using the masculine discipline to do so. This is the complement of the masculine second stage directionality, which is that 50-50 relationship where she resolves to be in an intimate relationship, but that she is essentially her own woman. She fulfills her own needs and is no longer dependent on the masculine to make her feel good about herself. And this is definitely a step up where she is looking for love from within. This is definitely a step up from that first stage love. Now let's go into the third stage love, where interestingly, as time goes on in stage two, the feminine discovers that she is doubly in despair, as Dita puts it. Her feminine core is unsatisfied by the lack of love she receives from her man, and she is also unsatisfied with the love she is getting from her own masculine. She is still desiring a man to share her love with. Her heart is still yearning for more love in her life. Her heart may feel okay, but it is not overwhelmed by love. So then her next crisis begins when she discovers that she can't get enough love from him. She can't give herself enough love. She yearns for more and she feels hopeless. Dita compares this second to third stage crisis, the equivalent to the masculine midlife crisis of emptiness and inauthenticity in life. During this crisis, if the feminine is willing to cultivate, to explore, and allow herself to relax into this despair, Dita states that the yearning itself will reveal her divine nature. So this means that if she can be open to the darkness she feels without attempting to fill that hole in her heart with outside distractions like food, social activity, intimate hopes, this dark hole will eventually widen to the size of the universe. And if you close your eyes and envision your heart widen to infinity, this is where absolute love flows with no obstruction. Dita states that it is rare for a woman to allow herself this degree of heart vulnerability, just as it is rare for the man to allow himself the degree of self-death required to enter that stage three directionality. Instead, women will keep searching for the right man or hoping their man will change, but it will never happen unless the feminine goes through the stage two crisis into a heart opening without protection. Not until she is able to have an unguarded heart, open in love, with no expectation of being given love in return. Though this third stage feminine heart may be frequently wounded because it is not protected, she is able to feel the love she allowed and never lets her heart be closed by the pain it feels. Love and openness are the nature of the third stage feminine heart, even in the midst of hurt. Now the heart is always open in love, and the feminine heart is finally pervaded by the love it has always been searching for. The third stage feminine opens in the inherent love of God in every present moment as a practice, either alone or in the midst of a relationship. You guys, come on now. This is where I am going. This is where I want to bring you. Let's go there together. So now let's talk about reclaiming the feminine gift and trusting the force of life. So as I wrap up, I can't leave out what Dita leaves us with. And I am going to challenge all of us feminine powers to consider the work of reclaiming your gift and trusting its force. We live in a masculine-dominated culture, forcing most of us to not be fully free in our feminine expression. We deny her force and her beauty. As you allow yourself to ease into your feminine essence, notice how that tightness in your solar plexus eases, how the shallowness of your breath deepens. Oh, and it feels so good. It feels so right. It feels true. I want to encourage you in this moment, if you're able to close your eyes, imagine imagine how much happier you would be if you spent more time moving with the force of life, dancing, singing, making love instead of having sex, walking in the woods or the garden instead of constantly pushing yourself along a path we think is leading us to where we want to go? What if you could soften into the truth and guidance of the feminine force of life? Remind yourself of the truth that love is not logical. There is not a planned out direction to it. It flows as it should. Our masculine mind cannot fully embrace that which is the feminine. Can you surrender to its flow? Dita says, this intelligence, this wisdom of love, this genius that is inherent in a radiantly alive, open, and sensitive body is the intelligence necessary for spontaneous and skillful means within our intimate relationship. It is one of the gifts of the feminine force. And with that, I will leave you, my friends. This chapter on the feminine way in Dita's Intimate Communion makes my heart swell to infinity with inspiration to continue the work within my Awaken You program to make it grow and shout it from the rooftops that this work is so important in our happiness, in our fulfillment in life. It's like Dita wrote this chapter for me, but I do know too that had I read this prior to creating my program, it wouldn't have felt right. It would have felt like somebody else's. And I know that I had to discover it on my own, and it helps validate me that I am on the right path, that I am on my own path, that I'm not alone in this journey, in this feeling, and that I know exactly how to create that path when I stay true to who I believe I am, my mission, and my feminine essence. I'd love to hear what resonated with you throughout these past two episodes, reviewing the masculine and the feminine ways and what you might be taking forward into your journey to awakening your true you in your marriage. I have enjoyed these last 2 weeks with you guys. I can't wait to hear what your takeaways were. Thank you for listening. Ciao, my loves. Thank you for listening to the Awaken You podcast. If you enjoyed listening, then you have to go check out Awaken You, my one-on-one coaching program, where we take all of this material and we apply it to your life. We study it and we take it to your next level so that you can awaken you in your marriage. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the podcast, please visit me on my website, and together, let's awaken you.